a mining summit in Haines this week, Skagway will begin the search for a new manager, and our first Glacier Bear sports report. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesport Development Council this week is hosting a two-day Minerals, Natural Gas, and Transportation Summit in Haines. The private council has invited mine developers, government officials from the state and the Yukon, and others in the industry to share information and learn about the possibilities of trans-ore shipment at Lutac Dock. Bill Kurz is one of the council leaders. He said the group, formed about 6 months ago, is an advocate for port development and believes in many ways it can more effectively court interest in the port than the local government.
Government has its speed that it runs. And I'm not blaming it or condemning it at all. There's a lot of times good reason for it to run a bit slow. But when you're talking about private enterprise, you got to be able to say yes or no, not I'll put on the agenda for next week.
Kurz said several agencies have confirmed they will attend the summit, including representatives from the governor's office, the Yukon government, Alaska Railroad, Alaska Industrial and Export Authority, and Prophecy Platinum. That company has identified Haines as the closest deepwater port to its Wellgreen site in Burwash Landing. Dave Nanny, also of the council, said the potential for new mining and natural gas operations in the Yukon could provide a boon to Haines if the community can successfully market the port potential here.
And the port facility is already in the comp plan. It's been zoned as an industrial waterfront port for many years in Haines. So we're not really proposing anything that hasn't already been in planning stages for decades.
The summit will include a tour of the Haynesport facilities, a summit meeting in the evening at the American Legion Hall, and attending the Haines Chamber of Commerce luncheon on Friday. Kurz said the council is not expecting the summit to bring about any specific action at this time, but to just get discussions started.
None of this is going to happen tomorrow. We'll be lucky if we see any reasonable amount of stuff in 5 years. But it's like climbing a mountain. If you don't take the first step, you're just never going to get there. And we hope that what we're doing is the tip of the iceberg to get things started. This is certainly not an end-all. This is a beginning. And if people follow up on it, then we'll have a good thing happening here in Haines.
The Haynesboro Port Development Steering Committee is not collaborating with the council to host a summit, according to the steering committee chair, Chip Lundy. Some borough officials and assembly members have said they will attend the summit as participants. The city of Skagway will have a new manager after the beginning of next year. The assembly last week decided not to renew manager Tom Smith's contract when it expires at the end of the year. Assembly member Mike Korsmo said the discussion in executive session centered on the fact that Smith's contract is up in December, and how should the assembly move forward with finding a new manager.
I was actually surprised there wasn't more discussion, but that was that. That's it, and the manager was there, so he, you know, there was no asking why or anything like that. It just was. It was just, you know, how it went, which is, you know, sort of surprising, but that's how it went.
Smith has been manager since April 2009. Korsmo is one of the assembly members on the search committee for the new manager. He said the committee is leaning toward hiring a search firm to help with finding a list of qualified and interested candidates. The committee will then whittle down the short list of candidates to bring to Skagway for an interview. He said the committee hopes to begin the process soon, so there is time for a new manager to overlap with Smith before his departure. Next week, on October 2nd, is the borough and municipal elections for Haines and Skagway. This week, we're running our collection of candidate statements. Candidates for the Haines School Board and Assembly and the Skagway Assembly seats were offered the opportunity to submit statements to air on KHNS News. Today we look at the candidates for Haines Assembly Seat D. Incumbent Joanne Waterman and James Studley are running for that seat.
Hello, this is Joanne Waterman. I am running for re-election for Haynesboro Assembly Seat D. It has been an honor to be on the Assembly for the last 3 years and quite a learning experience. I believe that we can have a stronger economy by ensuring that the borough infrastructure is in the best operating condition that it can be. I know that work is best done as a team, and I believe in Haines we are a good team. I'm excited about the direction the borough is heading. The survey work that was done in Excursion Inlet has been finalized with the state, so future land subdivision and sales are possible. A hydroelectric project is being studied there that will not only enhance the life of the residents in the area, but also, by reducing operating costs, help Ocean Beauty Seafoods, who is a major economic contributor in the borough. Progress is being made on the expansion of the small boat harbor. Work continues on the Port Chilkoot dock, improving an important piece of our tourism industry. The purchase of Picture Point is in the final stages. There are ongoing water and sewer improvements. The borough was able to purchase Crystal Cathedral Water System, and work continues to connect it to the borough system. Road improvements continue throughout the entire borough. There has been equipment purchased to replace and update the fleet of the Public Works Department. The leaking Chilkat Center roof is being addressed, and a phase maintenance plan for that facility is being looked at. The latest comprehensive plan is finished, and work is continuing on assessing and planning for borough public structures. This work is vital to our borough to achieve sustainable infrastructure, infrastructure that we can afford to support in the future. There is good work being done, and I want to take an active role in the future work to be done. Again, my name is Joanne Waterman. I am running for re-election for seat D on the Haynesboro Assembly. Please remember to vote on October 2nd. Thank you.
Hello, I'm James Studley. My friend Joanne Waterman and I are running for the Haynesboro Assembly seat D. Joanne has worked extremely hard as a member of the Haynes Assembly, and it may surprise you, but we agree on many issues. Most impressive to me has been her support for the Haynes Ports and Harbors Committee and the development and expansion of the small boat harbor. Make no mistake, the economic lifeblood for Haynes is our continued development and support for our ports and harbors. What I'm pretty sure we also both agree about is you voting. I hope if I'm elected that I can work as hard and as diligent as Joanne. But not voting is a horrible response to individuals that have volunteered their time to help the people of Haynes. Please take the time to vote October 2nd. Thank you.
That was Haynes Assembly candidate James Studley, and before him, Joanne Waterman. On Thursday evening, we'll hear from candidates for the Skagway Assembly. Today we bring you our first Glacier Bear sports report from contributor Doug Olrude.
Haynes Glacier Bear cross-country teams returned from Region 5 action in Juneau this weekend, where the boys placed third, qualifying them for state, and the girls team, Zayla Asquith-Hines, placed third overall, and she qualified for state. We're here with Haynes Glacier Bear coach Liam Cassidy.
Regionals is a very tough race. Region 5, it's been really competitive. Especially on the boys' side this year. There's a lot of boys involved around Region 5, and there was a bunch of teams that really wanted to go. Craig has, we've been close with them the last couple of years, and boy, they ran really well. They wanted it again this year, but our boys fortunately managed to squeeze by them.
So Corey Piper at 11th was your number one boys finisher. How did the rest of the scores stack up from the boys' side?
After Corey, it was Keegan Sundberg in 13th, Patrick Henderson in 19th, Neil Little in 25th. Neil was racing really close to a couple of Craig guys. So, you know, I look at the one Craig guy he got ahead of, and that's two of the points right there, that, you know, over a three-point margin of victory. We had Chris Olson in 30th. We had Kai Sato-Franks in 40th, and we had Brandon Bachman in 47th.
Now on the girls' side, Zayla is going to go to state as the number three runner. How did the rest of the team finish?
You know, they were up against you know, a very strong Petersburg team, as well as Edgecombe and Sitka, and you know, they, it was a tough race. A lot of good racers out there, and they weren't able to qualify as a team. I think because it was such a tough course, a lot of people felt like they didn't have good races. But I don't think that was necessarily the case. It was just a hard race. You know, they went out there and they did their thing, and you know, they came up short this year, and hopefully a lot of those athletes are inspired to go get it next year. You know, the way the boys team was this year, who had you know, kind of decided they were maybe not so crazy about finishing fourth, and they wanted to get back up to state. It's been a while since we've brought a boys team to state. Actually, the last boys team we brought was Chandler's senior year, and now Chandler came back and helped coach for about the first 6 weeks of the season, and the boys are going back to state. So you can do the math on that one if you want to. what we had was a combination of a core of veteran guys who had been at it for a while, and then we got some newcomers who fit in really well, and I've seen that be a good recipe for teams in the past.
So state is this Saturday?
This Saturday at Bartlett High School.
Well, thanks, Liam. Good luck at state.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your support.
This is Doug Olrud with the Glacier Bear Sports Report on KHNS.
Skagway will also be represented at the state meet. Senior Eric Cochran finished 8th at the Region Cross Country meet in Juneau, earning him a trip to Anchorage this week as well. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Doug Olrud for his help with this report. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.